This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, it's the DJV program. D as in Doug Steffen, J as in Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, and V for Victoria Keelan. This we're unveiling, well, we always do kind of unveil different thinking, different things that are going on. So let's see what Jennifer has to say about all these Republican senators who have a counter offer to the infrastructure bill. That would be a lot less, what, about half, Jennifer, of what the Biden administration has suggested in their original
proposal? Biden administration is looking to shop around $2.25 trillion. This one would come in just shy of $1 trillion.
So what are the benefits of the of either or both of these for the American people?
The one that the Republicans are floating still focuses more on traditional infrastructure rather than I think it's kind of funny. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who's the Secretary of Transportation, was on the Sunday show. So one of the, can't remember who it was, that asked him, can you define infrastructure, please? And he can't, because infrastructure, if you define it, if you look it up, or at least up until today in the dictionary, it's about the hard things that make a country, right? Or that provide organizations.
Roads.
It's about roads,
it's
trains,
buildings.
Airports, buildings.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
The Biden administration has changed the definition of that, and they want to make it about healthcare and about child care and about a lot of different things
that's not
that most people. Right. Well, a lot of people, they're trying to sell the fact that it is. And so
no,
that's
not.
They're trying to change the definition. And so Republicans' plan is focusing more on the stuff that you would probably consider traditional infrastructure and less on social programs.
Yeah. Okay. So is which one's going to carry the day is the question. By the end of the week, is there something that's going to come out of the House and the Senate that the president can sign, get behind, what happens?
Instead of, infrastructure has been one of the places where Republicans and Democrats can find some sort of agreement. And
yeah.
Republicans acknowledge that this is a service that the government is supposed to provide us. Remember, a lot of this arguing back and forth is that Republican ideology is that many of the services that Democrats are pitching now, they don't believe are supposed to be provided by the government. They believe it's supposed to be provided by private industry, essentially. So that's where a lot of the argument comes from.
What would be an example of that, Jen?
Child care, health care.
Okay.
Child care and health care would be prime examples of that.
Right.
So whether you agree or not, it's probably how it determines how you vote, right? Or somewhere in the middle. I don't know. But
which is too bad, because there are issues on both sides that deserve to be aired. We need to have a public
discussion. What you think the function of government is determines your ideology of how you vote most of the time. So that being said, I think there's some room to agree. But the Biden administration is that they want to get it done by Memorial Day. Well, Memorial Day is here. They want to try to get an agreement done this week. If they can't get Republicans to sign on, they're going to try to pass this through using reconciliation. They can use that one more time this year, which
what
means
is that?
That
how does that
just
work? Yeah, what does that mean?
It's not a great way to do things. It means you change things through. This becomes a new budget line item, essentially. And so when they're reconciling the budget, they're going to try to put this in as part of it. And to add a whole infrastructure package using reconciliation is pretty unheard of, but they feel like they can do it. Now, the House, what's the rule keeper in the Senate? The parliamentarian will have to decide if they can even do this within the confines of the budget, but that's one of the avenues that they'll proceed. If they do that, reconciliation just needs a majority vote, which means because of the numbers, they could pass it through with Kamala Harris's vote using that if the parliamentarian will sign off on it, and much of what they'll sign off on depends on
the parliamentarian a political job? Is it Republican or Democrat?
Okay. It's not supposed
to be. So is this a lifetime position like some other positions? Or
I don't know.
So who determines who the parliamentarian is?
Might be the majority party, which is why it ends up being a little more political.
Oh. All right. Speaking of politics, more restrictions added to this bill in Texas that places limits on whether people can vote early, vote by mail, vote from their car. vote under the circumstances. What never happens, what never is highlighted in any of these discussions about the bills, whether it's Georgia, Texas, Arizona, wherever it is how do you prove you are who you are? That's the bottom line for me. Kind of these other things are not necessarily that important, at least to me, because I want to go see the ballot box. I want to put my paper ballot into a box. That's what I want to do. But I also want people to know that it's me, that it's really me who's voting, not somebody who claims to be me. At the moment, when I go to vote in Massachusetts, it could be anybody who goes in and claims to be me voting, taking away from me. So let's just say, let's just play this through for a minute. Let's say that before you get to vote, Victoria or Jennifer or Jay, that somebody comes in and uses your name. I forget what the rule is in Tennessee. I think you have to prove who you are, right? In Nashville? You have to have an ID?
Voter? Yeah, I had to show my ID. Yeah.
Okay. Don't have to do that in New Jersey?
That's a good state.
Don't have to do it in California? Don't have to do it in Massachusetts? So Jay doesn't have to be a part of this conversation other than commentary, but Jennifer and Victoria and I could have our voting rights taken from us by somebody else who would go into the voting booth or go into the voting chamber first and say, my name is Victoria Keelan. Please give me a ballot. And they would look up.
Not just take it out of your mailbox. And then if you're not paying attention, none the wiser, you take that mail-in ballot, fill it out, and send it in. And, you know, so much of it, so much of this argument, I am all for voter ID, but so much of this argument comes from my, and I think many people have the distrust of their Secretary of State. Our Secretary of State in California never cleans up the voter rolls.
Well, that's because they're nincompoops mostly.
When you send everybody on the address, everybody on the voter rolls, every address there gets a ballot, you're leaving yourself prime for voter fraud. That means that there are houses that can receive 24 ballots. There are people who can receive multiple ballots at multiple addresses. When
it's
you aren't keeping
corruption.
It clean, it just provides.
And
it,
I know something about corruption.
That doesn't mean it does. It just
remember I told you the story of how I followed, I wanted to just see. So I experimented and voted three times in one day in an election. It's corrupt.
Were you also registered in multiple states?
I was, yeah. And nobody, and all those, well, Florida had to prove who I was, but I said that was an absentee ballot. But in Massachusetts, I didn't have to prove who I was. In California, I didn't have to prove who I was. I could have been anybody. So whatever the opposition to changing things. I mean, there's probably some nuance in some of these bills that's bad in general, but for the most part, most of the ideas that have been put forth that supposedly make it easier for more people to vote, okay, good,
just,
as long as
like
you can prove you're entitled
to
vote.
Is that voter ID is racist? I think that is so insulting to insinuate that minorities and black and brown people aren't capable of getting an ID. Of course they're capable of getting an ID. Why would we think that they aren't?
Well, they don't trust the government, so they don't want to get
a lot
an
of them,
ID.
Right, exactly.
I get that.
That is part of the problem.
So how do
then
we address
don't trust
that?
The government, then why are you voting in elections? I mean, that's just it. If you don't trust
that's
the
an interesting
process,
question. That's,
then why are
that's
you
actually
voting?
A very good question. Yeah,
well,
why bother
York,
to vote if you don't trust the government?
Yeah, in New York, they had, because of that issue, they have the statewide ID, so it's not a driver's license, it's not tied to immigration or ICE or anything like that, it's just they wanted
they
to have a New York ID.
Okay,
so,
but at least it proves who you are.
No excuse, right?
Yeah,
I know,
exactly.
No excuse.
Anyway, it's very interesting
well,
to
I'm
see
not,
how this
I'm,
is going on.
That was the program. I don't know how many people actually did it, you know,
so
but that
why
was the
would,
incentive.
Victoria, tell me this, if you can. Why would some of the major corporations like Hewlett-Packard, Microsoft, Unilever, why would they want to kick this bill?
Because they think it's discriminatory, so they're not supporting it.
Based
like the
on...
companies. Well, based on I haven't read the nuances of this bill, but obviously a lot of people in Texas have, and these corporations, just like
not
in Georgia.
Well, it's not a lot of people. What happens is that
well,
as we've
big
seen
corporations.
On, well, what we've seen on Instagram and on social media is that groups backed up by Black Lives Matter and other places who have become political companies instead of actually caring about the people will sit on the doorstep of these corporations and they put them over the fire. That's what happened to Coke. Coke had no idea what was in that Georgia bill. In fact, they didn't realize that the Georgia bill was actually less restrictive than the voting rights in Maryland and New Jersey. Jersey, in California, in New York, But yet they made it seem that way to serve a certain narrative. And so what happens is they get all this pressure from Black Lives Matter and these other groups, and then they kowtow down to it, and then they look like idiots because they actually realize what's in the bill. So people love to say that things are racist, and then you say, how so? And then they go, well, I don't know. And they can't tell you. No one can really tell you how the Georgia bill is racist.
Because it's parroting the words of
my favorite. My favorite is that, well, you can't even have water in lines. No, that is not the case. You cannot have electioneering where people can hand you bottles of water with the candidate's face on it in line while you're waiting to vote, because that used to happen in the South. Here's a piece of pizza. You want to vote for so-and-so? No, you can't do that. You can't do that in any state. You can't do that in California. That's not racist. That's just stupid.
Here's a piece of pizza. Vote for me.
I know.
16 past the hour
has
here.
To work with somebody, right?
Yeah, listen, I'm
like,
sure
right.
Of those that wouldn't be doing it. Where did the Confederate flag show up on Memorial Day? We'll talk about that after this.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The key says sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. All right, 19 after the hour. So here in Massachusetts, we're supposed to be on top of liberalism, right? Everybody thinks, wow, Massachusetts, these open-minded folks. So in the town next to me, Natick, Massachusetts, I live in Framingham, there was prominently displayed on the town hall, on the town common in downtown Natick, a huge Confederate flag. And these morons are so stupid. Not only, I mean, it was a huge flag, but it isn't the Confederate flag. Most people don't even know what the real Confederate flag even looked like because they usurped the Virginia state flag to be the Confederate flag, and that's what these morons displayed. And that's what people who put the so-called Confederate flag up for display wherever it may be, that's how dumb they are. They don't even know what the right flag was. But it still is a principle, and it still is a thought. And it just makes me wonder, I've talked about Boston being probably one of the most, if not the racist, most racist city in the country. We all think it's down south. We all think it's down where Jay is in Nashville, or it's down in Mississippi, or Alabama, or, someplace down. There's plenty of racism down there, don't get me wrong. But the circumstance of displaying this, it just shows you that people are not that smart. And what are you displaying? Why do you want that to be a visible part of a Memorial Day? I don't even get that kind of thinking, however. Obviously, we all think differently. 21 half the hour.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
It's 23 after the hour, high on life. That's where we are here on the DJV program. Jennifer Victoria Jay is going to give us the story of this fabulous giveaway that you can participate in and benefit from right after this.
15, or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now. Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, let's see if we can exceed expectations here, Jay, with our contest to give away some of these works packages, the Father's Day gift pack, which has a Nitro 40-volt, 7 1/4-inch circular saw you can have, and a 1,600, the pressure, that's what that PSI is, per square inch. That's heavy-duty stuff, electric pressure washer. A value of this prize package, about $400. We're giving away 3 of them over the next 3 weeks. How do we do this, Jay?
Go to Facebook and or Instagram, DJV Show. It starts today at 12 noon, and this week's giveaway will run until Friday at 11:59 a.m. There will be one winner each week for the next 3 weeks, and you will just tell us about the extraordinary father figure in your life, whether it's your own dad, an uncle, a grandfather, the father of your children. We're trying to help you get your Father's Day shopping handled. Who in your life deserves this amazing pack from Works?
That's it. Go to DJV Show on social media, Twitter at DJV Show, Instagram as well, Facebook.com/DJV Show, and win. Become a winner. So what happened in Dallas? This is trending. The mall was evacuated. Why?
Yeah, they thought it was an active shooter. It was a false alarm at the North Park Center in Dallas. It was a quote-unquote mentally disturbed person who was banging a skateboard, which was causing sounds like gunshots, but the individual was also making hand gestures as if he were shooting a gun, presumably setting off more of the panic and chaos. I mean, if you even hear any, a balloon pops and people kind of like jump for a moment.
Yeah, they sure do. Wow. Isn't it amazing what it is that makes people, we're so fear-based. It's incredible.
I can't tell you, with the Citizen app or with the Ring doorbell app, I'm going to say at least three, maybe four nights a week in my neighborhood. Is that a gunshot or a firework? Is that gunshots or fireworks? Every single night, people arguing back and forth about whether it's gunshots or fireworks that are going off.
Unbelievable.
That's the new normal, I guess.
A lot of focus I've noticed on 14 or 15 different sites that I go to, and they all have a story about this water bottle that got thrown in an NBA game.
Awful.
What the hell is the matter with this? Here in Boston, by the way. Yeah. Well, the most recent one is in Boston, anyway. So who got it, and then who got it? Did they catch the person that threw it?
This person was arrested. It was a 21-year-old who threw a water bottle at Kyrie Irving as he was exiting. Because he was being a tool. Not Kyrie,
his fans
the 21-year-old.
Going crazy. Yeah.
I don't know why everyone thinks
you can just throw stuff at the athletes. Like, why? It's nuts. This is why the NBA is banning all these people.
I've seen the frozen water bottle thing. You know, we always talk about, like, guns and whether or not to ban them or not. They're using these as weapons in riots, like basketball games.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And this guy...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first case of human infection from a particular bird flu strain has been detected in the eastern Chinese province of Jiangsu, China's National Health Commission said on Tuesday. Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News this is nothing like COVID-19.
There's been over 180 isolates of different avian flus of a similar strain, and we just simply haven't seen much community transmission. Right now, there's no evidence of community transmission human to human, and I suspect the Chinese are being super transparent given the origins of coronavirus and their lack of transparency there.
Carnival Cruise Lines was given the okay by the CDC to begin sailing from three U.S. ports, the Port of Galveston in Texas, as well as Port of Miami and Port Carnival in Florida, for its return to guest operations this summer. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
With more than 30 partners ranging from the Nevada Chamber of Commerce to the National Restaurant Association, the Job Creators Network says baseball's decision to boycott Atlanta over its objections to Georgia's voting law is wrong and is taking Major League Baseball to court. Cincinnati Reds minority owner Ken Blackwell on Fox Business.
Major League Baseball has had a history of leading by example, just like our military. The baseball commissioner got way out over his skis on this. He, in fact, condemned some common sense reforms that are pretty commonplace throughout other cities that house and are homes to the Major League Baseball teams. And he bought into the narrative that these reforms were suppressive and repressive. And now what he's starting to realize was that he didn't do as homework, and he led baseball down, I think, a $100 million catastrophe that's spinning back and hurting the people that he claimed that he was advocating on their behalf.
Also to be named in the lawsuit is the Major League Baseball Players Association, the union which represents some 1,200 players and which the Job Creators Network contends played a role in the decision to move the game out of Atlanta to Denver. Gavin McLeod died early Saturday at the age of 90. The New York native died at his home in Palm Desert, California. Mr. McLeod was a big part of TV shows The Love Boat, McHale's Navy, and The Mary Tyler Moore Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The fabulous faces and voices. You can see the faces. Go to the website, djvshow.com. See Jennifer's face. And my, I don't know. Do you have Jay's face up there yet, though? What's?
Yes.
No, think about it. It's okay. Good. All right. I'll make sure that you've got that there. Don't forget the daily DJV download, which you can get at djvshow.com. The thing that's trending in the podcast today, a focus on Kamala Harris, who was called unprofessional and unfit because she told people to enjoy the long weekend last Friday. I'm not a fan, but I think
that was a stretch.
Yeah, that is a stretch.
Well, I think because of the impact of the weekend. I mean, it's not a long weekend. You get to have a long weekend because people died defending your sorry butt. You know?
Yeah, but, the,
yeah,
that,
but that was on Saturday,
to,
and then yeah. She did all the stuff with the, you know, laying of wreaths and all that. She did
but
everything.
A lot of people
that
think she was doing that to because of the criticism. But
well,
you know,
whatever it was, however, whoever thinks what, whatever, you know, I found most of the postings on social media are just garbage. People say whatever they, you know, what, then, there's a lot of stuff that's there that isn't based in fact. It's hard to know how people are thinking. I'm not a fan, as you know, but in this circumstance, I thought this was stretching it a little bit. At any rate, that's part of the discussion, which you can hear us go through on the download. Also, The trending passing of Joe Lara, who was the Tarzan, one of the three people who played Tarzan in the movies, killed in a plane crash in Tennessee. Did any more come out on that, Jay, as to what happened, how it happened?
No, it's still under investigation. They're still pulling out parts from the plane.
All right, so that's a listening reminder. Check out our daily download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So now we have this filibuster brawl. What's going on with that, Jennifer?
The filibuster brawl? Well, I don't know if it's much of a brawl yet, but it certainly is a topic.
I thought the Democrats were they're trying to position it. Some people want to eliminate it. It's the usual stuff.
Chuck Schumer and a lot of the Democrats would like to get rid of it because, and they're using as the excuse or the catalyst, I guess. The vote that they had last Friday, which was on that January 6th commission, which I came out and said I thought was a terrible idea. Well, a lot of Republicans thought the same thing, and so they didn't have enough votes to pass it. So now they're saying, well, maybe if they can't pass this, well, then we're gonna end the filibuster. That'll get them. And so Joe Manchin is the one that's kind of put in the center again. He's a senator from West Virginia. He has vowed that he would protect the filibuster. But he's also upset that he's in this situation because he's going to either have to – really, this is his political longevity in his state because he's in a very red state and his standing within the party. So he's got a lot on the line to protect the filibuster. I would say this. There were a lot of calls for Mitch McConnell to end the filibuster when he was in charge of the Senate. In fact, Trump was pressuring him to end the filibuster. I said then, I think it's a terrible idea, because even though it would have benefited my side at the time, because we are so divided right now that this is going to continue, and I don't see that ending. So we're going to see a lot of flip-flopping, a lot of change of party, a lot of change of power, back and forth, like waves. And ask yourself, if you're for removing the filibuster now, will you be for that if Mitch McConnell is in charge of the Senate? And your answer will be no. Because no, this is the last line of defense for really one party rule. And you want to leave it up to the majority to make all of the decisions all the time without any measure.
No.
A lot of people are short-sighted. In fact, I have a new co-host on my morning show who's like, oh, I'm really glad they kept the filibuster, but I was all for them getting rid of it when Trump was president. And I said, that is so stupid. It's just so stupid. It would be stupid, like the people saying now, yeah, we should get rid of the filibuster. Well, good luck to you, because the reason all of these, let me tell you, the reason that people have the Supreme Court justices that they do with only a majority vote is because Harry Reid decided that he wanted to make it that way, because he never thought he was going to be out of power. So when Harry Reid was in charge of the Senate, he changed the rule. You used to need 60 votes to confirm a justice. Now it's only a simple majority, and people are crying their eyes out about Amy Coney Barrett and Judge Kavanaugh. That was not Mitch McConnell's rule. That was a Democrat's rule. So changing it is never a good idea, because at some point it'll come back to get you.
All right. Okay, so that's a good overview of that. Now, the new normal. I was traveling, as I was saying earlier, over the weekend and in and out of restaurants. I was in Massachusetts. I was in Connecticut. I was in New York. And in Massachusetts, Connecticut, you don't have to have a mask on. But in New York, you do. And I forgot to put my mask on because I forgot where I was, literally. So I walked into the restaurant to go to the men's room, and I was getting all of these ugly, well, that's a big idea. You know, it wasn't a word that was attached to it, but it was a look. As if I was, you know.
Oh, New Yorkers will, you know, they'll cut you down with a look.
Right, exactly. So anyway, I guess I'm wondering about the new normal, because the COVID restrictions have been lifted in most states. So are people reacting? Are we going long? Things different? How do you, and this sort of in the backdrop, I was thinking about the short supply we have. This is the new normal as far as, beside the way we physically handle it ourselves, is that we, for example, don't have enough chips to make new cars. But there's something else that's in short supply. You get people who are trying to get their pools back to be operational. There aren't any chlorine pool tablets. Now, I think chlorine is bad, but when I had my pool, I used to use a diatomaceous earth as the filter. I didn't use chlorine. And if I built another pool, I'd do the same thing.
If you have a saltwater pool, you don't need chlorine, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good time.
My dad switched to saltwater. And depending on some conditions, he will have to dump some chlorine in every once in a while.
Really?
Because, well, because it's always just not enough sometimes.
I didn't do that, but he'd be lucky to find the chlorine to do it. That's the way it is.
I didn't do that. Yeah. You probably had like an algae pond that was a swimming pool.
No,
this
very
is the most
clean.
Beautiful black bottom swimming pool I've ever seen.
Oh, that's just algae.
Thanks, it didn't start that way.
No. That did not, it was clear as could be, and you could see everything in the pool. Including a bar of soap when I dropped it after I jumped into it. I took over my eyes and just jumped in. Anyway, the chlorine shortage is part of what has become the new normal this year, one way or another. Like it or not, that's a story and a half. What is going on with the Olympics? NBC is touting playing them. Every time I turn around, there's somebody else who's walking away from the Olympics, some country. And then I saw the French Open's got nothing to do with the Olympics, but I see one of the tennis stars says on Twitter that the best thing for the tournament is for her to leave.
I feel
so maybe
sorry
you can
for
bring me
girl.
Up to her name is Naomi Osaka. What is going on here? What's the story? Why?
I guess she has a lot of anxiety, and so it makes her really
because
anxious
of
to
COVID?
Talk to them.
No, she just battles with mental health depression.
Yeah, she gets
anxiety.
Panic attacks.
Okay. Yeah.
And she said she was having a hard time getting out there and talking to the media. And so she thought it would be best for her game and for them if she just didn't speak to the media, and everybody blew up on her. And it became this big thing that she wouldn't talk to the media.
Why?
So she
had no obligation to talk
apparently
to the media.
Well, you are obligated. And so the French Open fined her $15,000. And she had even said if she gets fined, she's more than happy to pay the fine. She just hopes that they will forward that payment to, you know, something that's doing good on mental health. But then it got to the point where it's like, okay, you might be suspended, you might be expelled, not able to participate in any of the Grand Slam tournaments.
Which
and
is crazy. She's number one in the world. I mean, that's insane.
And I mean, she's the one that beat Serena Williams, and everybody booed when she took over the number one spot. She was the number one female tennis player.
That was a big
and
part of...
Everyone was booing. She was 20 years old at the time.
She was traumatized by that, too. Like, she got death threats, she got so much hate. That's part of the reason why she said she still is feeling traumatized from all that, so she doesn't really want to talk
people
to the media.
People are so damn cruel, aren't they?
Yes.
They are.
And so she's removed herself from the conversation by just, she says she's going to back out of the French Open because she doesn't want this to be what it's all about. She doesn't want to take away from the other athletes
And if she can't follow the rule and it's making her sick, then she's removing herself. I think it's the right thing to do. Look, I get it. You sign a contract. There are rules that you have to follow. I also really understand panic attacks, and that's not a great feeling to have. And if they won't let her work around it, then I think she's doing the right thing. I don't know. Yeah. I really do.
For her, she is, that's for sure.
Yeah.
To thine own self be true is the old expression. Speaking of things that are being withheld, Air France has announced it's canceling all flights to Russia effective immediately. The Russian government has been playing footloose and fancy free with Air France because of some new rule and regulation. I think it's just maybe with European countries in general. But I think the French government has been pretty outspoken about the Russians going into Belarus, right, or wherever the hell they're going into. Mm-hmm. And so this is like a tip for tat.
The U.S. put sanctions on Belarus, too, so, they're not...
They didn't tell us we couldn't send flights to Russia, but the French...
No, but, like, who's flying to Belarus?
Exactly, I was going to say.
I mean, my uncle,
that's where I was this weekend.
So, Jen, there she is, the one passenger, passenger zero. I mean, my uncle, who lives in Ireland, he does a lot of charity work, and he's done a lot of work in Belarus. Like, I didn't even know Belarus... I'm going to say this, and I know, yes, I'm stupid, but, like, I didn't even know what Belarus was or where it was or anything until my uncle started telling me about all the charity work he's been doing with kids and stuff like that.
So you're the problem.
I'm totally the problem. Like, I'm the worst when it comes to geography. Like, I'm the worst. I fully admit that. I know nothing. I don't know what time zones are. Like, I don't know anything. I asked Lewis the other day.
Write that
Detroit
down.
Was in the East
we're
Coast
the
time
East
zone.
East.
When we're playing Trivial Pursuit, always pick geography for victory.
Yeah, exactly.
In a moment, Johnson & Johnson wants the Supreme Court to do something. We'll find out what they want them to do, and we'll discuss whether or not they ought to do it right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
All right, let's not spend too much time on this. I just think it's very interesting. Johnson & Johnson is after the Supreme Court to review the verdict that gives people the, 20 women who sued J&J because they got ovarian cancer from using the talc.
Mm-hmm.
And the talc has asbestos. And so they, how do they even have the balsam to do this? The PR deficit alone that comes out of this has got to be worth a couple of billion bucks.
Why put it back in the headlines? It is so stupid.
Yeah.
You did it. You're done. You've got the vaccine now to talk about. Stop it.
Get lost. All right. The I find I was talking about this yesterday because I don't stopping at a fast food restaurant it doesn't offer much for me because there's not much in there that I will eat.
Are you talking about Chipotle or like drive through fast food?
I'm talking about
Chipotle's kind of like fast food.
Through. Yeah,
yeah,
no,
it's kind of healthier, though.
It was good. I enjoyed I've only gone once. Once before, Bob Kay and I went to the Chipotle here. I had never been in one before. And the rice was good. I had veggies and stuff, a couple of black beans. And, it was
just
good.
Two?
Well, a couple more than two.
Well, he didn't want to have too many.
That's right.
Long drive back in the truck.
All right,
the farts coming from the cows.
No,
gosh, those cows, those little babies are certainly gassy.
Daisy was in the truck with us. We could blame it on her. Anyway, one of the things I was thinking about is how about some of those old, quote-unquote, fast food restaurants that used to be around that gone the way of the wind? Remember, I never used Nathan's, but they've kind of gone away, but they're apparently coming back now. And so is Arthur Treacher's. Remember the fish? Actually, even though it was fried fish, it was something about Arthur Treacher's. Most people don't even know who he was, right? He was an announcer, an Englishman, who was the announcer on the Merv Griffin show. And somehow he launched a fish place, and it went...
Frozen fish place?
Yeah. It's like Long John Silver's. But it was kind of fun. Anyway, apparently not anybody here is excited about it. So
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Move on. 10 before the hour. Look it up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
After the hour, it is DJD Health Time with Dr. Jack Stockwell, brought to you by the folks that make here in America Calitrin, the way to lose weight and keep it off. This is our time for alternative discussions about alternative medicine, or is it really? Some people call it counterintuitive, counterinfo, or contretemps. The Center for Disease Control has released some new data about the Wuhan the virus. You know, you've
not
seen
the
this
virus
this week, Jack. Well, I'm just tell. I want to go right down this other street with you for a second. The Chinese virus, the government Chinese, whatever the hell you want to call it. More and more people are beginning to get the drift that it was actually created. It was created in that laboratory and was released. The question now is whether it was purposely developed and purposely released. It seems hard not to believe that it wasn't manufactured for some ill-gotten reason, because the information that's come out, right, on the way in the laboratory put those spikes on it so it would stick to
as early as a year ago, they were saying then that there's aspects of its structure that would take 100,000 more years in nature to even come up with that randomized position as far as the code is concerned. And so, yeah, that's what they're talking about now. And then that Indian paper that came out over a year ago that got squashed really quick as soon as it came out. And these were experts. These are great epidemiologists in India saying, hey, there's no way in the world this came from nature.
And the other side of it is there's so much other stuff, the invalidity of the World Health Organization, how compromised it is, and why anybody pays any attention to it at all is a good question, Frank, because they've been covering this up. I started talking about it on the air heavens, it was at least a year ago.
Sure.
And so where we come full circle around. Now, your focus here is on the people who have gotten the vaccine and how many people have either been compromised or died because they got the injection for the virus. So what's the scoop?
Well, these are official CDC numbers at VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, dot HHS.
Health what is VAERS? Is that with the vaccine the something?
Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
Okay, got it.
So, and they claim, there was a study out of Johns Hopkins that said probably only 10% of the vaccine adverse report events actually get reported. So it could be as much as 10 times this. But the official death toll out of the CDC now is 4,647 Americans who have died following the injection, some within a matter of hours, some take a week or two. But the interesting thing is the CDC, of course, denies any causal link between the vaccine and the death.
Of course they do.
Yeah, yet the federal government has paid out over $4 billion since 1986 when this thing was created to the parents of vaccine-injured children.
What thing was created in 1984?
Well, in 1986, that's when Reagan signed the so-called Vaccine Safety Act that completely indemnified vaccine makers against any liability whatsoever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The only industry on the face of the planet that has that position.
Leave it to Big Pharma to take care of that.
Yeah, so anyway, it's just that the latest, there's over 100,000 adverse reactions that have been reported so far. Now,
but the devil's advocate position is that tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, if not billions of people have had the vaccine.
Yeah, I think the number is close to a billion, you know, and it's over 200 million in America.
So, is this a bad number? I mean, it's bad for the people who've died. I guess we can infer that from this. But,
yes, and again, I'm back to informed consent. I just think people should be informed of the risk because they're told they're safe and they're effective.
Right.
And yet, and Bill Maher got fully vaccinated. He just came down with COVID. And there are more and more people who get vaccinated.
I was talking to somebody interesting yesterday. I didn't think about this, to someone who had the first shot. Then she got COVID between the first and second shot. It wasn't a bad case of it, but she still got it. So some food for thought. Here's some more food for thought. Thanks to Calitrin, you can lose weight and keep it off. That's the good thing. All natural, made in the USA, certified by the FDA. It's a perfect supplement for all members of the family. You're looking to lose weight naturally and keep it off. 24 years of success. Check out some of the success stories at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. Fast shipping, no hidden fees, no recurring plans. It's gluten-free, it's stimulant-free, it's drug-free. Get it, lose the weight, keep it off. Get 3 months free. Use the DJV code. You don't have to pay for shipping either when you check out. That's using Calitrin. Get it at toploss.com. Use the DJV code. It is 59.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.